You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. Just like Art Frith said, it's Saturday evening, August 17th. We're coming to you from our flagship station, WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online to a worldwide audience at thepoliticalcesspool.org, a worldwide audience that is sure to grow in January. By the time I have my say with it, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to the top of the first hour and re-immerse yourself. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and I'm shaking the man's hand, my spirit pappy, as he calls himself, and as he is, he has come into the studio tonight on two wheels, walking in literally as the music was playing to welcome us back to this to the hour. I got good news for everybody. It's been in the works seemingly forever. Eddie's Constitution class at Macon Road Baptist Church, it is officially on the books. Not only officially on the books, ladies and gentlemen, but it was put in the church bulletin last week and passed out to the members of the church. So it is officially scheduled. It is officially sanctioned. It is going to happen. Now, you know, this whole story reminds me, it's a little bit like The Shawshank Redemption, which is a good movie. I like The Shawshank Redemption. If anyone will remember, Tim Robbins plays the lead character in the movie. He's writing letters so that the state will send a few dollars so that they can have books for the prisoners there at the prison where he's held. And the state rejects him, I think, 100 times, maybe more. They just reject him every time he asks for a little stipend to buy a few books for the prisoners. He just kept asking. And finally, the state sent enough money to where the prison could build an entire state-of-the-art library for the prisoners in that movie. So, of course, that's just a movie. But Eddie is the real-life Tim Robbins, and this is the real-life Shawshank Redemption, because after being denied so many times, not only are they going to allow him to teach his class, they're even promoting it in their own literature and passing it out to every church member. This is remarkable, a remarkable turn of events, something that Tim Robbins could certainly relate to, Eddie.
It reminds me of a Bible story, and I can't quote a rhyming verse, but there's a verse according to my pastor at church. I've been told by people not to mention that name anymore, but he said that there's a particular place in the Bible where a lady petitioned God and prayed and prayed and prayed and just stayed on God's case, so to speak, not to be disrespectful, but finally God acquiesced and gave her what he wanted, but to get her out of his hair. He said, you know, something like, Lord, you know, how long must you weary me? I go ahead, whatever it was you want. I can't quote rhyme and verse. I'm sure some of my Bible's people out there can recall that and probably send me an email, you know, tell me about it.
That was when she wanted a son named Samuel, and the Lord finally gave her her son. But so, Eddie, you're biblical now. This is a miracle of biblical proportions that you got your way there. But here's the news, folks. Write it down. This is, I guess, particularly noteworthy for the Memphis area listeners, our local audience, but here's the scoop. If you've ever wanted to know more about law, liberty, and government, then consider joining a group of like-minded... I'm reading this straight out of Eddie's church bulletin. Then consider joining a group of like-minded individuals as they study the Constitution of the United States. Political Cesspool co-host Eddie the Bombardier Miller will be teaching a 12-week course put together by Michael Perutka's Institute on the Constitution. There will be a nominal fee for the textbook, but otherwise no charge for the course, which will be open to the public and held on the campus of Macon Road Baptist Church in Arlington, Tennessee. Now, here's a brief description of the church and of the course. And we want you to join this. Area listeners or anybody willing to drive to Memphis, we want you to be a part of this class. You can learn the role of civil government by considering the United States Constitution and its limits on government. Eddie Miller will expose students to the biblical worldview of America's founders and the writings that influenced them, as well as their deliberate design of the federal government. In addition to looking at the text of the articles and the amendments, including the Bill of Rights, students will become familiar with the American view of law and government, that there is a God, the God of the Bible, that our rights come from Him, and that the purpose of civil government is to secure our God-given rights. That's the class you're teaching, Eddie. Here's where you need to put pen to paper, ladies and gentlemen. The class begins on Thursday, September 12th. At 6:30 p.m. and will run for 12 weeks. So there you have it. Join Eddie Miller's class on the Constitution held at Macon Road Baptist Church in Arlington, Tennessee. The first class is Thursday, September 12th at 6:30, and it's going to run for 12 weeks. For more information or to join up for the class, you can email us media@thepoliticalcesspool.org. media@thepoliticalcesspool.org, and then we'll get you in touch with Eddie, and he can get you on the books for this. So it's exciting. You know, this is what all racists and neo-Nazis do. Eddie is a great neo-Nazi. You know, this is what neo-Nazis are known for. It's for running in the St. Jude Marathon, as you did last year, and as you will be doing again this year, even though you just had a hernia repairment. A couple of weeks ago, you had a surgery. But see, that's typical neo-Nazi behavior. That's what we get called. I mean, it's prototypical. Running in a St. Jude Marathon, 26 miles at 66 years of age to benefit kids of all backgrounds who are going through cancer. And then, very Hitlerian, to teach a course on the Constitution at your Baptist church. The ADL was right about you, Eddie. I can see it.
Well, that's probably a hate crime, but, you know, like you say, I'm a hateful fellow. And I would just like to say again how tickled I am, because people not knowing about this, not knowing how hard I had to work to get in, it took me well over a year to do it. I know, I think it took a long time for people at church, including, you know, especially the ministers, to really get comfortable with me, to trust me, to realize I wasn't some type of a dangerous lunatic, you know, a loose cannon, because I have a Ron Paul for President on a bumper sticker on my car, my truck. You know, I had a 9/11 one, was an inside job. I had abolished the Federal Reserve. And they think, you know, and I constitutionalist, Oath Keeper sticker on my vehicles. And, they, you know, this, like James said, that's being a typical Nazi, folks. You know, James is talking, we're talking about the Bible a little bit. I'd like to respond to a couple of great listeners that sent in. I really enjoy that. You know, they say iron sharpens iron. First of all, I'd like to respond to two of them. I'm going to talk about Lisa Fox and Hank Rodin. I'll cover Lisa Fox first. Lisa Fox contacted me through the political cesspool, and she, James, has voted to, she says she wants to have a program on the old versus the new covenant. And before I even get started, I welcome any listeners who are better Bible scholars than I am, because I'm certainly not a scholar. I've only been a Christian for a little over 4 years. But anybody, anytime you want to send me any corrections in, you feel more than welcome. And people, this is really dear to my heart. We'll go to this right after the break. I see we're coming up to a break, folks, and we're going to go right on right now. Check, come back later. We will be back.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
Well, Eddie the Bombardier Miller has been the recipient of, as he mentioned, quite a few emails in recent weeks as a result of his weekly appearances on this show. One fellow, I believe, write in or call in not long ago saying that Eddie, and this is not the first time I've received a comment like this, that you should write an autobiography about what the civil rights movement in that era and integration was really like. And we've got this video here, and it's gone viral, so you'll know what I'm talking about. And, of course, civil rights activists, so-called civil rights activists, are remaining silent about this vicious beating, this hate crime, a true hate crime. You got these three black kids on a school bus in Florida just pummeling a sixth-grade white kid for no reason other than him being white. And the beating goes on for quite a while. It's all caught on the video monitor of the school bus. The school bus driver's just sitting there watching it. You know, but that's not, you know, that's nothing.
That takes me back to Port Sam.
You know, what was a hate crime was George Zimmerman defending himself from being beaten to death by Trayvon Martin. Defending himself was a hate crime. This isn't a hate crime. In fact, this isn't even a story. What, you know, one of the bigger stories this week was the fact there was a rodeo clown in Oklahoma in Missouri at the Missouri State Fair. A rodeo clown in that fair in Missouri wore a mask, an Obama mask, and he was the clown. And now that is national news. Believe me, that's national news, because God knows the liberal media never mocked George Bush. I can't tell you, and I didn't like Bush any more than I like Obama, but I can't tell you how many times I saw George Bush, his face compared to Curious George, which is, of course, a monkey. Now, could you imagine the same thing being done to Obama? Well, they mocked George Bush all the time for how he looked, for how he talked, for everything. And this is the media I'm talking about. This guy's a rodeo clown, and he's wearing an Obama mask. And it's national news. It's racist. This guy was fired, by the way, from his job. This rodeo clown was fired and banned from ever returning to work as a rodeo clown because he wore an Obama mask. Now, the crowd was cheering wildly. They loved it. They loved it. I mean, because, you know, come on. In Missouri, that's it. You know, who goes to a rodeo anyway, conservative white people. So they liked it. It was a joke. It was funny. I would have laughed. I would have cheered if I was there. I mean, you know, come on. Just like the liberal media did at Bush's expense. This is a rodeo clown. That's national news, though, Eddie. This hate crime, a legitimate hate crime. Isn't the media always salivating for a real-life hate crime? Well, here's one. And it's going viral on the internet, but definitely not making national news. Not nearly as big of a story as the rodeo clown.
I'd like to comment to the people in Missouri that frequent rodeos and all over the, mainly probably this Southwest, you know, Arkansas, Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, real big on rodeos. This is your chance, people, to speak with your dollars. Just don't go to the Missouri State Fair where the rodeo was. Boycott them totally and do so at all the other rodeos in the country that are affiliated with that same rodeo. It could be a traveling rodeo, but that's your chance to boycott them. We said the same thing back several years ago when there was a big hullabaloo down at the University of Mississippi, affectionately titled Ole Miss here in the South, for people who know the University of Mississippi, when they were trying to get rid of the last vestiges of Ole Miss that are still there. Most of the college students that go down there probably couldn't tell you anything at all about the real history of what went on with that university that was returning Civil War veterans who started that university. And now, you know, it's a hate crime to even mention that there was ever even a link to the Confederacy. But you know what? I find fault with the parents and the children that continued to attend the University of Mississippi's football games, basketball games, any athletic endeavors down there. You should boycott them. Don't attend a basketball game, a football game. Don't buy anything from the bookstore down there. Let them choke to death. Let them starve to death, because it takes money to further that anti-white, you know, white cultural hating genocide program that's going on. And with that, I'll go. And also, I've lived through a similar thing like that once at an Army installation at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. I think I've talked about that before, and luckily I survived that along with a lot of other battles over in South Memphis. But I'd like to get back now to Miss Lisa Fox. Lisa Fox sent an email voting for the New Covenant versus Old Covenant, how they tie in together. We're going to get that program hopefully in the not-too-distant future. That's going to take a lot of research on my part because I'm not very smart. I am not the intellectual on this program. I know a lot of people think so, even because I'm the best-looking. But I guess Sun Boy is probably a little bit better-looking than old Paul over here. But Lisa, you talked about something that tied in with the program a minute ago with Mark Weber. Mark Weber talked about the Jewish influence in this country right here, and he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. Jewish culture and homosexual culture cannot be separated. They're pretty much one and the same. They put a stamp of approval on all this types of perversion. If anybody, don't take my word for it, go and look at the old Babylonian Talmuds that you will find in just about any modern day Jewish church, the synagogues. And you can also find a lot of those excerpts if you get David Duke's wonderful books, My Awakening, for one. So a lot of the excerpts Jacob Duke took out and put in My Awakening. He also put in Jewish Power and Influence, and it's disgusting. I couldn't read it over the radio. We'd probably get it shut down. But you need to go in there and see what these wonderful Jewish people have to say about Christians, what they have to say about Jesus Christ, unless you want to puke. Well, anyway, you talked about Hagee. Well, Hagee, Lisa, you nailed him right on the money.
Well, tell him what Hagee did this week.
Yeah, Hagee, well, in addition to what he did, he has supports a pro-homosexual ordinance. This is, now, I wouldn't have known about this unless Lisa Fox from Lubbock, Texas, sent it in to me. He promotes the pro-homosexual ordinance that's definitely anti-Christian. I mean, if you can't be pro-homosexual, it's like, you know, and be a Christian. And he says to James that, according to what I read, what Lisa sent me, by the way, my computer is really crapped out, that because they took a few offensive words out of the ordinance, that him and some of the other people in the San Antonio area are going to push for it. But however, to their great credit, a lot of the other Christian ministers, people that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, like we do here on this show, and like we do at Liberty News Radio, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know, they took a few words out of the ordinance, and so he's pushing it. Well, let me tell you why he's pushing it. Because without the Jewish people, Hagee would be, he wouldn't be living in that big compound, that multi-million dollar ranch compound he's living in. He's called all kinds of flack for in the past. And he actually has, besides this homosexual stuff, he actually has these programs where, you know, like, you know, Christ, you know, Christians for Israel and all this stuff, where he raises money for the Jews every year for Israel. And it's my understanding from what I read, the people in his church aren't even allowed to bring up the name Jesus Christ because it might offend the Jewish community, might offend the Israelites. The same thing happened in the Catholic Church back when Malachi Martin was talking about it when he wrote The Windswept House. He said that when the Jews came to the Vatican, they would take down the holy water and take down the cover crucifixes not to offend the Jews, much like our you know, distinguished president has done when he went to, I think, Notre Dame University and other universities that have been Christian in the past. He didn't want to see any stinking crucifixes, you know. No, sir, it couldn't offend him. At least I certainly appreciate you sending that article in here, and I would like to communicate with you in the future. We had another call. Well, looks like we're going to another break, folks. When we come back, we'd like to get to Hank Roden and address his comments, and the guy's really a nice guy. So we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, folks. Gotta make some money.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. As always, here in the Political Cesspool, we're talking about our signature issues. And there are heavy issues, comparatively speaking, compared at least to that which is allowed to be talked about by the controlled media. It goes without saying that we don't hate anybody. There's no hatred in my heart, no hatred in Eddie's heart, or anybody associated with this show. We don't hate Jews. We don't hate anybody. You know, but it's sad that it's the knee-jerk reflex now, the knee-jerk reaction to any criticism of Jewish power and influence is that you are motivated. The only reason you disagree with them, the only reason you speak out against them on issues is because you hate Jews and you're a Nazi. Well, and again, that's about as juvenile as it gets. It's about as ridiculous as it gets. We hate no one, but we're going to use our God-given right to freedom of speech to talk about these issues in a matter-of-fact way. And if it's something that we take issue with for good reason, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to name them. We're going to shame them. And that's what we do here in the Political Cesspool. And that's why we've lasted for 9 years. That's why people support us. That's why people seek us out for commentary. You've heard the old thing, you know, they're just doing the jobs that Americans won't do. Yeah. We're providing the commentary that Americans are afraid to deliver. And we try to do it as politely as possible, but we're not going to mince words here, not in the political assessment. Now, I see Eddie has opened up his King James Version Bible. It's like one of these Bibles you would see. You know, Bill Clinton, every time he'd leave church, he'd on a Sunday, you know, for a photo op, he'd have a Bible that's about as big as a coffee table. You know, he doesn't go to church with a normal Bible like the rest of us. He has to go with one that you pretty much need a transport truck to lug around, and he'd have that under his arm, you know, to make sure the camera saw that. I guess, you know, that just goes to show that was back in the early 90s. Back when politicians still cared to have a Bible in their hands for political purposes. Obviously, Bill Clinton didn't ever open it, but he made sure that pictures were taken with him holding it. Well, Eddie Miller's got a Bible that size, not for that reason, of course, but I don't know. He's got it opened. So anytime Eddie brings his Bible into the studio and opens it here and it takes up half the desk, you know there's some fire and brimstone not far away. And I think he was going to get to another listener email that was sent to him this week from Hank.
Yeah, getting back to Hank. Once again, Hank, I really appreciate you sending it in. And, you know, Hank, your quote was right. In fact, I think I'm going to read it. I've lost the exact quote that you sent, the numerical version, you know, saying, for instance, where it was, says John 3:16, for instance. But the quote goes like this: Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance into Israel according to their divisions by their tribes and the land rested from war. We see, he gave the land to them. But when someone gives you something, I'm going to explain this a little bit, and I'm going to throw some verses at you. And matter of fact, matter of fact, Hank, I'm going to give you a little homework assignment and get you to get back with me after I give it to you. And I'm going to ask you your opinion again. It's like somebody, I told my wife about that today. It's like there's a Chevrolet place here in Memphis, and they call me and they tell me that, hey, you've won this brand new 2014 Chevrolet truck, man, four-wheel drive, diesel, loaded down. All you got to do is come up here and take possession of it, sign the deeds and all that stuff. Well, see, I have to go up there and take possession of that truck, even though I own it legally, before I can take it, so to speak. Well, see, what happened was, yeah, God did deed all this land to the Israelites under what's better known as the Abrahamic covenant, but they failed to take it. And the reasons are several. In fact, here's your homework assignment. I hope you have a pen. I hope you're listening, Hank. I want you to read the book of, it's a lot of homework now, I want you to read the book of Numbers. And specifically, make sure you go to Numbers 33:55. And you need to read the book of Judges. And don't miss, specifically hit Judges 2nd chapter 19 through 23. And the 3rd chapter 3 through 7. Also read Judges 6. Make sure you hit that. And then go to Samuel, 2nd Samuel 24th chapter verses 1 through 25. Read all that. And here's what you'll find. I'm going to paraphrase this because I don't have a whole lot of time to go into a lot specifically. Well, here's what you'll find. Starting from day one, you may remember this. Moses sent Joshua out. They sent men out to, I think, 10 spies. James will probably remember this story. They sent 10 spies out to scout out the Canaanites. Well, what happened was the spies went out and saw that the people were huge. In fact, the Bible says that they made the Israelite soldiers look like grasshoppers. They were very well armed. Militarily, they were advanced over the Israelites. They had very high walls, fortified cities. I mean, they were an immense power. But see what the Israelites forgot. They forgot the miracles that God had worked for them in their favor in the war against Egypt. They forgot the miracles that God worked bringing them out of Egypt. And that's what they did. In my words, they chickened out. They went back and they told Moses and the people in the camp that it's impossible. There's no way on earth we can beat these people. You know, they've got people there, the land of the giants, to dwarf us. So what they did, because of their faith, because of their lack of faith and their disobedience, God punished them. And it said God brought Israel, you know, and God talked about it. It's talked about in the scriptures. God brought Israel out of Egypt. Moses commanded Israel to go into the land of the Canaanites and conquer it by armed force. And I got these notes here, should have read a minute ago. The ten spies chickened out because they saw how well trained and everything they were. Well, what God did, but it took them 40 days to scout out Canaan. God, what he did to give their just reward, he put those suckers in the desert and kept them out there for 40 years. He kept them 1 year for each day that they were in Canaan and scouted the place out. Well, they came back, they attacked them again, and they still were defeated. You can see this in all, and you know, like I said, I'm kind of feeling rushed for time because I know we don't have a lot of time. But if you will go into, like I gave you the numbers, you can go into Numbers, Judges, and Samuel. And the story is there. Even King David himself never, ever cleared out. They never took possession of Israel, the land that God had deeded them. Even to what they call the stronghold of Zion in the center of Jerusalem. And by the way, it's that way to this very day. If guess what is right smack dab right in the middle of Jerusalem, James? It's called the, what is that temple up there? What's on the mound? I'm getting excited. The Muslim temple. The Muslims to this day have a huge temple right there in Jerusalem. They're still there. The Israelites have never run them out, and they will not. And this is kind of like a little aside here. People are all, and we had a guy on here a week or two ago, Pastor Ted Pike. Yep. And he threw some Bible verses. I couldn't find what he said. But he's talking about, you know, God is going to save, I think he gave the number as 144,000. Well, guess what? Those 144,000 are going to be the ones that accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. They ain't not one sucker going to get into heaven that doesn't accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Now, that's kind of an aside, but yeah, God is keeping a door open to escape out of hell fire for the Jews, the ones that accept Jesus Christ. That's not Eddie Miller's words. That's the Bible according to King James. Well, anyway, it's pretty much they sinned. And another thing they did, if you will read the Old Testament, and I'm sure that Hank has, if the Old Testament is anything, it is a record of the Israelites sinning time after time after time after time after time, all the way to this current day. Their major sin, the biggest sin that they've ever sinned since they've been on this earth, is to reject the Son of God, the very Son of the living God. They've still rejected him, and that's why I will never, ever bow to Israel. I told my grandson, if you ever try to join the military, I will beat your tail up one side of the street down to another. And if Pawpaw can't do it, I know some good old boys that can. Do not think you're going to go in the military and serve this one world order stinking government run by a bunch of Christ-hating Zionists. But anyway, they have never. These Jews, they went in. And also, see, God forbid them to mix with the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Philistines, what have you. But you know what they did? They gave their daughters to the Canaanites and the Philistines for wives, and they interbred. They sinned all the way. They worshipped idols. They passed their own kids through the fire, just like the pagans they were living with. And we'll get back to you with a break in just a minute, folks.
We're going back to Sunday school with Pastor Pappy right after this at the Political Cesspool.
Ladies and gentlemen of our Liberty Roundtable audience, we invite you to consider joining us. We use the services of George Costello and Utah Document Solutions. They are your authorized Xerox sales agent. We've been experiencing great service, pricing, and results, and we've gotten to know George and his team at Utah Document Solutions, your authorized Xerox sales agent. We were facing a huge increase from our former supplier, and we've been pleased to enjoy great service and an even lower cost of our documents. We recommend that you check with George to see if he can save you money like he has for us. Call George at 801-216-4816. He is your authorized Xerox sales agent. The number again, 801-216-4816.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, here we are, the bottom of the hourglass once again, only a few grains of sand left in this installment of the Political Cesspool, but we'll be back next week, and I don't know if I'm going to have another announcement as big as the one we opened the show with tonight, but we're going to build upon that, I'm going to tell you. Iron sharpens iron, Eddie said. I don't know why. Why would I say that right there? Oh, I know. Okay, Eddie wants the emails to continue to come in. Now, this is Eddie's... You know, we all have signature issues. This is Eddie's, and he's doing a good job. And remember, folks, and we're going to post this to the website on Monday, Memphis area listeners, we want you to join Eddie Miller's class that's going to be held at the campus of Macon Road Baptist Church and School here in suburban Memphis. Come and join. I know he's got a few signups already from his fellow members and congregants there at Macon Road Baptist and the modern day. This is the living Shawshank Redemption is happening right here. Eddie's making it happen. The Dome of the Rock was the place that Eddie was trying to recall during the last segment. The Dome of the Rock, but it's located at the Temple Mount, so we were close in Old Jerusalem. Well, we're back to Sunday School for one more segment. And but this is stuff that people wanted to hear about. I mean, this is that we're not just doing this on a whim or because it tickles Eddie's fancy. We had quite a few emails come in this week from people wanting to hear a little bit more about this topic that Eddie broached, I guess, last week. And he asked for the emails, and they came in. So he wants more emails. More emails critiquing Eddie's passion, and if you'd like to hear more of it.
One more comment before we leave that. You know, they talked about the Israelites. And I mean, like I said, the Old Testament, if nothing else, it is a record of the Israelites' failure to ever go straight to, you know, to please God. You know, it's impossible to please God without having faith. That's what separated the great Abraham from all these other clowns. You know, they could never come up and obey God like Abraham did. And even Abraham screwed up, and we all do. People, don't think I'm trying to say that we here at the cesspool are perfect. Lord knows I've sinned. But even Abraham was he was taking the task because, you know, when he was going across country and he came up on some people and, you know, his wife was fair. He said, don't tell them that you're my wife. Tell them that you're my sister, because if you tell them people that you're my wife, they'll kill me because they want to have you for their self. Anyway, God punished them for that. But we'll get off. I'm going to say one more thing. Israelites didn't convert the pagans in the countries where they went, that they tried to inhabit, which they never did conquer because they sinned over and over. They were in and out of captivity constantly because they sinned, and they're sinning to this day. And we are sinning because we support this nation of Israel unconditionally. I mean, God himself put conditions on everything. If you do A, I'll do B. If you do B, I'll do C. Jeremiah 31:31 comes to mind when it says, when Jeremiah said, I'll just kind of paraphrase it. It says, God said something like this, the day will come when I shall make a new covenant with my people Israel, unlike the covenant I made with their fathers. You know, I will take the people that were once not my people will be my people. It goes on and on. That's another one. Read the another assignment is read the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, people. Read that. And get back with me. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me. Anyway, and the polls that they you might find this interesting. You might remember this in Sunday school, James. They worshiped the poles that the pagans worshiped. They were similar to totem poles, and that God hated them. God despised other gods before him, but the poles were a god. Now, we're going to kind of change gears right here for a minute, folks. I noticed where under Obamacare, the government is going to start house-to-house searches. Yes. with people. But they're on the cover to see if your kids are homeschool, for God's sakes. Are you homeschooling? I mean, that's a major crime. If you have anybody in your home that's a veteran, like Papaw here, like Pops, I'm a veteran. Well, you know, if you're a veteran, especially from the Iraq war, you know, any of the endless wars going on right now, if you're an oncoming veteran, you are going to be listed as a terrorist. And my beloved son has got something he wants to tell him in here.
Well, yeah, I was actually just going to read the email that you sent me, Eddie, to cover, and we were going to spend the last two segments of this hour covering this. Unfortunately, we went, I can't say unfortunately, we spent too much time in the Bible. You can't spend time anywhere better, but unfortunately, as far as this story is concerned, we're going to have to cram it in for 5 minutes. But here's the citizen's alert about the forced home inspections that Eddie's talking about. A little-known aspect of it, and see, you know, this is how they always do it. They'll add this on as a rider to another bill. So this is actually in the depths and bowels of the Obamacare bill. It's forced home inspection. Simply put, provisions of Obamacare allow federal agents to activate forced home inspections. The inspections are being sold as a simple act to ensure eligibility. But upon dipping deeper, we find that the agents will have broad authority in using the new tool to clamp down on privacy and violate Americans' rights. Well, what's new with that? Homeschool your kids, smoke a cigar from time to time, have a member who was at one time active duty military. Obamacare enables agents to force a home inspection upon you, and no state will be off limits. That's what the Civil War was all about. No state will be off limits to the Obamacare inspections. The freedoms of citizens in Tennessee and elsewhere will be impacted. Eddie, this is what you're talking about. Maybe the biggest story of the night. That, and of course, what Mark Weber was talking about.
Story aside, I have a friend of mine that comes to church every now and then. He's a truck driver, James, and he was telling me a story. I don't know what state he was in. I'm just going to say Illinois. I think it was, but I can't swear to it. They pulled over the Illinois police, the sheriffs, and they were asking them, would they like to volunteer to give a blood sample? They were doing it. I won't tell you what he told the people. He told them, he's kind of fiery like we hear on the cesspool, especially James. That's a fiery dude. He's just so mad his hair is falling off, man. And Pappy's so mad, I think mine's falling off too now. But, I won't tell you what he said. But people in the very near future, guess what? They're not going to ask you, would you like to volunteer? They're going to get you, and they're going to draw blood. And do you think those needles are going to be sterile? Do you think they're going to have trained technicians that know what they're doing? No, sir. They're going to be doing just like they do in the airports now when they frisk people down and literally physically sexually assault them. They're going to have the same old gloves on that they grope one lady with, and then go grope another one over and over and over, and then grope some man if the guy just happens to like men. But that's going on in the airports right now. That's what's going to happen. They're going to be using dirty needles, and you're going to get God only knows what kind of diseases. And I would like to say, why in the world would they like to draw a blood sample from you anyway? I mean, that's nowhere. That's not, you know, not even Hitler didn't even do that. You know, Stalin, Mao Zedong didn't even do that. Hey, this is, I know I'm getting off subject here, but I got to tell you a little story also. I was eating in a place here in Memphis. I won't call the restaurant. I don't want to get sued. But I saw a lady, she's 20 years old. She's spending $60,000 a year for tuition, James. And guess what? She's majoring in political science and history. I said, well, hot dog, I'm going to get her to come to my Constitution class. Well, I started talking about, and bear in mind, 60 grand a year, Northeastern Ivy League school, history major, political science major. She never even heard of Mao Zedong. She never heard of General Chiang Kai-shek. God forbid, God is my witness. She never even heard of General Douglas MacArthur. She said, I heard of him. I said, I looked at her. She didn't convince me. I said, you really don't know who he is, do you? She kind of started grinning and said, no, I don't. She said, you know, you're making me feel kind of dumb. I said, well, no, honey, I'm not making you feel dumb. You're making you feel dumb. You know, 60 grand a year? There's not one person in Macon Road past the sixth grade that wouldn't know that. Well, I take that back. I take that back, folks. I had to say this. 2 years ago, I was talking about General Douglas MacArthur in church. His kids didn't know who in the world I was talking about. I went and told one of the parents there who was about 45 years old, and guess what? She didn't know either, James. And what do you think about that, son boy?
That's exactly what I would expect out of somebody getting an Ivy League education. You know, the professors up there, Eddie, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, you've got professors of those classes where these kids are paying $100,000 a year to go to school. Professors saying that God is a white racist, and this is, you know, the doctors that are teaching these kids. This is what you get. So, you know, you're getting that kind of stuff on campus. And then, they're no different. They came from the same high schools that we've seen all these kids. They can't tell you the capitals of any given state. They don't know who the vice president is. They couldn't. It doesn't surprise me a bit. In fact, that's exactly what I would have expected. If you came in here and told me you met a kid here in Memphis working in the summer at a coffee shop you frequent, and she's going to an Ivy League school, and she knew who MacArthur was, or she knew what the Battle of the Bulge was, and she knew about Patton, or she knew about Sergeant Yorker. I would be shocked if she knew any of those people. I'd be absolutely shocked. So what you told me is exactly what I would have figured.
You know, back in our day, you would have, you know, General Douglas MacArthur was In fact, of all the military leaders, he was one of my favorite. And I'll tell you why, because he was pretty much, to the best of my knowledge, was a constitutionalist. He was the last, probably the last general that was trying to buck the New World Order. He saw it coming. Well, people, it looks like, unfortunately, we're running out of time. And I guess we're going to, can we go back, about winding down, son? We're done. Well, folks, see you next week, hopefully. Lord willing, the creeks don't rise.
We'll see you next week, folks. God bless y'all. On behalf of my team here in Memphis and Utah, we'll talk to you next Saturday. That's a guarantee.
.org.